Emily Sanfratello, VP of Operations at Beals Brewery in Bedford, says the idea for their Troll to Trolls beer came after a Facebook post encouraging patrons to wear face coverings when visiting the tap room drew negative comments from residents opposed to those requirements.
And so the idea behind this was to actually take some of those quotes verbatim and attach them to the actual names of the people who said them and post them on a beer label. So we worked with a graphic designer. He helped us create this label that incorporated some of the comments. It's got sheeple on there, which we imagined to be sort of sheep with human faces, and just kind of had fun with it and wanted to sort of play with that idea and let people know whether people are being bullies in real life or on the internet. You know, those comments have consequences, and we may or may not use them in a beer label.
Sanfratello says the beer and its concept have connected with residents, especially those who have previously worked in the service industry.
I think it's a problem that's occurring really throughout Virginia and throughout the country where, you know, our front of house employees are just people trying to do their jobs and just asking people to please comply with the rules that keep our businesses open. You know, and a lot of times as the business, we don't get the ability to speak back to the customer and let them know, like, your actions are totally inappropriate or you're totally overreacting. And this is a way for us to sort of say, hey, these people are humans too. Like, let's be respectful and have a real dialogue about it rather than just a one-sided vitriolic response. So I think people are really resonating with that.
Sanfratello described one incident involving a patron refusing to wear a mask.
And then someone came in and approached the host stand, and our manager said, hey, do you have a mask you could put on, or would you like one of ours? We actually supply them in case you forgot yours. And he just flew into a rage, you know, and started yelling and making a whole scene about it. So the vast majority of people have been totally cool about it and understanding, but there's always that little minority of folks who, you know, want to make a statement about it or kind of cause some controversy.
But Sanfratello says the beer is a way to poke fun at a nationwide problem.
We're just a restaurant that's trying to sell beer and give people a good time when they come to our tap room, and it doesn't need to escalate to this level of craziness of people boycotting or, you know, poking fun or abusing our staff. So we're trying to have fun with it and really wanted to show support for the broader brewery and the broader restaurant community that's also dealing with these things and say, hey, we've got your back. We don't have to take all this abuse. Sometimes you can actually poke fun or call people out when they're stepping over the line.
Sanfratello says the beer's lime and ginger flavors serve as an ode to the comments they have received. With this in-depth report, Clark Palmer, WFIR News.